Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Everyman Show. This is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can follow me on Twitter. If you want to send me an email, send it to owlsmoney2014@aol.com. Yeah, if you want to hire me, I'm looking for a full-time broadcast position. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm only looking for maybe, I don't know, somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000 a year, and you can get me live every day, 4 hours a day. Ladies and gentlemen, the news is just blowing up with madness. Vaccines, the New World Order, Barack Obama and his crazy crusade announcement at the prayer breakfast. Do you have any questions at all regarding the sanity of this person who calls himself Barack Hussein Obama? For the last 6 years, it's been scandal after scandal after scandal, revelation after revelation. You know, I just remember when I was reading in the WND reports about his bathhouse escapades, and we know about Larry Sinclair, and I mean, it just goes on and on. He's the Shroom Gang guy, he eats dogs, he's a crackhead, then you got the crack in the pies, and him and Michelle, you know, I mean, she towers over him. I'm sure that when she gets a chance, she backs him into a wall and punches him in the face a few times and says, now you're going to do what I tell you to do. Probably a little something like, what's his name, Griffith on there, on the Family Guy. You know, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's ridiculous. Now let's get back to the news. You know, we're looking at Michelle Obama's school lunch program. They have compared it to Nazi Germany war camp food. They've compared it to starvation diets. They think the woman is completely mad. Let me tell you something right now. Do you have any question in your mind that these Muslims, Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Robinson Obama, do you have any question in your mind that they absolutely, without a doubt, emphatically hate white people? They absolutely, without a doubt, hate black people. They absolutely, without a doubt, hate anyone who is not a devout Muslim. You heard it right here on the Everyman Show, and my name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can follow me on Twitter because I'll tell you all about it. You know, he stands up there, and he basically besmirches Christianity. You know, the people that allow him to be the president of the United States and break every law in the book. Do you think for half a second that he wasn't bought and paid for by the House of Sod, S-O-D? Yeah, a house of sodomy is what you have there, ladies and gentlemen. The diaperhead retards that go around lopping off people's heads, raping people's wives, raping women, whoever they see on the street without a headscarf on, or the guys just pile on and rape her, and you know, how disgusting is that? And then you got the fathers that want to kill the daughters because they disrespect them, you know, or the sons, you know, they go in, they stone their sister to death, and they want us to accept this trash. Let me tell you something. If you think you're going to bring that to the United States of America, the way you brought 9/11 and Al-Qaeda into the global focus, you're wrong. You don't even want to start that war in this country. Because like Mao said, behind every blade of grass is a gun. We absolutely do still have our amendment rights. Our Bill of Rights is intact, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, if they don't renew the Patriot Act every year, you often wonder, why is there a new atrocity? Why is there another event every year? Because you have to have a catastrophic event in this country to renew the Patriot Act and the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. Yeah, they can disappear people and kind of like kill them on the street. You know, the way the cops are running around shooting little black people in the head? You know, the way the cops are running around smashing people's faces into the concrete for selling loose cigarettes? Well, let me tell you something, folks. You think tobacco is safe? You think I haven't read about the toxins, about the genetic engineering in tobacco? You think that perhaps the fire retardant in your cigarette is not making you retarded? Well, there's a very good possibility that it is. I would just about bet on it by now. You see, the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, has been lying to us since its inception. They lie about the vaccines. They lie about, you know, viruses, the H1, the N1, while they manufacture AIDS, Lyme's disease, and who knows if this measles outbreak. After listening to these doctors tout how they're engineering DNA and RNA with all kinds of energy reducers, yeah, interrupters, DNA interrupters. You know, kind of like when a woman takes a birth control pill, she has sex with her husband, he thinks for sure she's not going to get pregnant, and then, oops, she gets pregnant. But then a lot of women, they never, ever get pregnant again. Even when they go off the pill, they can't get pregnant again because their bodies are tricked into thinking they're already pregnant or whatever the hell goes on. See, I'm just a carpenter. I'm a guy who built my life with my hands. I build my world with my hammers, my saws. I get up on ladders, and I do all those physical crazy things that no globalist, liberal, queer would even want to consider attempting. You see, their wrists are a little too limp to carry a 28-ounce hammer or a 30-ounce nail gun. Yeah, nail gun. G-U-N, the nail gun. I got caulk guns. I got staple guns. I got all kinds of guns around here. You see, I remember when Barack Obama came out and said that we were going to have all these shovel-ready jobs and we were all going to have jobs. Well, we were going to reduce our carbon footprint by, well, you know, we're going to caulk our houses. Yeah. Remember all the caulking jobs he talked about? Do you get it for half a second what a derelict monstrosity of a human being resides in our White House? The fake fraud installed. They installed him like a dishwasher. Except for I don't think they quite tightened down all those loose fittings. Because this man is reeking and leaking liberalism all over the place. He is a train wreck, a mess. He is, you know, what can I say? He is what he is. He's a manufactured New World Order weapon of mass confusion, disillusion, illusionment, lies. See, you're supposed to have your brows stuck together with that besmirched, I just farted and it stinks like hell, look on your face. You're supposed to be walking around having conversations about, well, isn't he kind of crazy? And then you got all the little weirdos out there. Barack Obama, you're the greatest thing. Oh, my God, you said to show up my leg. You made me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. I'm so glad you're the president. I'm the first black man. I'm so happy. You make me want to throw up in your face. That's how you make me feel. Again, this is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky, and you can follow me on Twitter for my antics and my comments and all the things that I like to tell people about. You know, today, Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com, he's talking about the fact that 112 children this year have died from vaccines, when zero people have died from actual measles virus. Alex Jones has been ranting all week as he reads the inserts how endless stories of actually had the vaccines, got inoculated, and now they're spreading the disease to everybody they breathe on and sneeze on and cough on. God forbid that a New York hooker might have the measles vaccine, because all of her Johns and all the people that she likes to, well, let's just say slurp on, you're going to get measles through your penis, you moron. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I mean, it's a possibility, isn't it? I mean, they don't want people having sex. They don't want people having children. They don't want people having families. As a matter of fact, you should be completely disgusted with the fact that your mother of 80 years old lives with you. Yeah, they're not liking that either. Well, let me tell you what I believe, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you right now, I have not read the Michael Cottrell documents yet. I have not gone to the New World Order site yet. But let me tell you what I know. The New World Order is not a pizza place that's going to deliver pizzas. That's not the New World Order. The New World Order has a Stonehenge, I believe, up in Wisconsin. It states they want to kill 95% of the world's population. They are going to literally run roughshod over every tribe in Africa with Boko Haram. They've got ISIS running in the Middle East. And it just so happens that these boxes fall out of the midair. They're loaded with hand grenades and bullets and weaponry. And, oh, look in the desert. Well, there's 1,700 Hummers, bulletproof Hummers. Look what they found in the desert. Oh, Akbar, I'm so happy to God. Muhammad has sent us the Hummers. We're going to be able to kill everybody. Oh. Christians dying everywhere, lopping off people's heads. They're chopping up chop suey guys from Japan out there and making videos of it. They're fooling around with Foley and Slotoff and the rest of them. I mean, hey, what the heck? With a little 9-inch knife and the same guy with the English accent. If you don't send us $200 million, well, we are going to... And how can you have an English accent? Well, let me tell you something right now, Tony Blair. You know, the guy who used to be, well, whatever the hell he was in England over there, the chancellor, the prime minister. I don't know what the hell he was, but he's a piece of shit. You understand? He shorted his stocks 3 days before 9/11. He told Madeleine Albright that it is okay to kill Iraqi children. It's all part endgame. It will all work out in the end. It's all for a good cause. 500,000 Iraqi children dead. For what? For the New World Order, for George Soros, for Dick Cheney, for George Bush. Old Herbert Walker Bush is walking around, can't wait, he's still alive. And I told you last night about Brown and Boot. I told you about the heroin. $25 trillion dollars in drug trafficking to build the UN, NATO, World Bank, you bet your ass. Well, I'm going to read the Michael Cottrell documents. The Michael Cottrell documents are out. You see, he is the trustee for the United States economy and the Fed. He's the trustee. That means he's the one guy that says, no, you won't do this. No, you won't. He's the one that Alan Greenspan had to answer to. You understand what Alan Greenspan, you ever look at Alan Greenspan and wonder how he doesn't leave a slime trail? Didn't I tell you about the 1997 emails between Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers going out to 156 bank presidents across the globe stating, end game, you will open your accounts to us or you will not do business with the United States. We will collapse your economy. And they have done it. They did it in Greece. The euro is in the trash. But, oh, the BRICS, they're just not part of the euro. While they run around taxing 20% of the globe's brown people. Yeah, you know, they go around and they tout that they have brought in civilization and you got to pay for everything now. Oh, you don't have a job? Well, here's a job. Well, I know you only make $5 a week, but it's, oh, look, you're making $5 a week. So you're going to pay $4 a week in taxes. You're going to pay your water bill. You're going to pay for sustenance. You get a loaf of bread as a quarter. Right? It's a good thing, isn't it? Bill Gates is running around touting that there will be no more poverty in the world by 2035. This was built on the backs of your grandfathers and your ancestors in the United States of America. Who in the hell do you think brought you the Civil War? The French and the English brought you the Civil War. You know, they still have slave encampments, private little places where people are slaves in Britain. I told you about the 800 bodies they found outside of the orphanage right there in Scotland. Or was it Ireland? I can't remember. I try very hard not to think about that. You see, I have one son. He'll be 40 years old this August. I'm 57 years old. I had children young. I have a grandson I'm never going to see. I have two nieces I'm never going to see. I have two other nieces I'm never going to see again. Do you understand what happens when people are mind swept and they don't understand what it means to be a sovereign individual who runs a business, pays his taxes, has lots and lots of real estate, develops wealth? Well, people can't stand you if you don't give them free cabbage. If you don't share your wealth with them. Oh, you buy them gifts at Christmas, and you give them Hanukkah gifts, and you have Ramadan, and you have Thanksgiving. That's not all they want. Can I have your SUV? You don't need it. You got plenty of money. Go buy another one. No, you can't have my SUV. No, you can't have my Corvette. No, you can't have my 69 Camaro Z28. No, you cannot have my 67 RSSF L78 Camaro. Sorry. No, you can't have my Harley. No, you can't have my signed autographed Redskins football, which I can't wait to get rid of. No, look, the Redskins can keep their name. I just think they suck. They stink on ice. They're pathetic, overpaid idiots. Take the football system, turn it into a merit program, and you're going to see some real football without those animalistic gestures. You know, all the animation and the fanfare. I'm personally disgusted by all the tattoos myself. The earrings, the tattoos, the crap, the flaunting. What do you think people around the globe think about the black man in America? Rap music. What do you think they think about Jay-Z? Well, I'll tell you what Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you. Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you how he ran $300 million worth of cocaine for the CIA, how Oliver North flew in 4 tons of cocaine a week. And old, well, Ronnie Reagan, he didn't know anything about that. Well, you know, I just really didn't know what was going on. I knew that there was a possibility that Contra would get arms. Bullshit. Bullshit. You think George Bush didn't know that the 9/11 hit was going to happen? You think Dick Cheney didn't call off the F-18 fighters 45 minutes before they hit the building because he didn't know they were going to hit the building? Do you think that the remote control black boxes weren't fully functional on those goddamn airplanes? Well, let me tell you what. Them bastards fully knew what was coming. The belly tanks were loaded with C4. Susan Lindauer tells you that the buildings were wired with thermite for 10 days in a row from August 23rd to September 3rd before the planes kind of veered left. And then they veered right. And then they went right through the fucking buildings. But hey, here we are 13 years later, 11 and a half years into the Middle East, annihilation of people in a way I never thought I would see in my life. I was born in 57. I grew up watching Vietnam. Well, first, the first real tragedy in my life was when Kennedy got shot. I was just 5 years old. Kennedy got shot. I remember my mother coming in and turning off the radio. They all turned all the lights off in the house, and it was very quiet. And my father had his fist rolled up with his finger, his knuckle in his mouth, and they looked around like, what the hell's going on? Then Vietnam came into play. My dad was never the same. My dad quit talking to people. He quit going out. He divorced my mother. They had a big fight. They all acted like it was the end of the world, and it was. And we heard the speeches as JFK talked. Things don't just happen. Things are made to happen. We heard him say that he had had enough of secret societies. He fired Alan Dulles. And suddenly, there he is in Dallas, Texas, LBJ's backyard. This man is the most disgusting scourge on the White House since Barack Obama. I don't think George Bush is as bad as LBJ was. He said, let's give them little N-words a little something, and they'll be voting Democrat forever. We'll have them voting Democrat for 100 years. Well, I guess he was right. Now we got 92 million people on food stamps and sustenance. They've extracted the economy out of this country, and I will read those Michael Cottrell documents. And if you want to look at them, you can go to jamesmartinezmedia.com. You can go to globalresearch.com and get as much information as I get every day. Globalresearchcanada.com. What's his name? Roberts Palance. You know, Palace is probably one of the best informational journalist out there. I'm surprised he's still alive. Surprised they haven't taken him out. You know, they're putting journalists in prison. They just put a guy in prison for 63 months for downloading and then putting out documents from Julian Assange. Ladies and gentlemen, you better understand that the cell phones you're walking around with are 100% surveillance. You better understand your computers are surveillance, your smart meters are surveillance. Everything is surveillance. We are in 1984, and it's going to get worse. You have no idea. Today on the Forbes News, the New World Order, they were saying that this is it. The big one's coming. I know the global reset is coming. I'm fully aware of the economic strike they're getting ready to lay on humanity. I heard a story last week that they want to take all silver coins off the market. That's right. They're calling the silver. They're going to have us turn in our silver. I'm not turning in my silver. And they want to make quarters, dimes, I guess nickels too, out of steel. Yeah, you know, the same crap Canada makes their coins out of. So you better think twice before you blow all your money. But the global reset is coming. Your 401ks, your IRAs, your savings account belong to the bank right now. Right now. That money doesn't belong to you. And if you go to pull it out and you have any kind of accumulated sums and you want it in cash, you're going to get a visit probably from the Department of Homeland Security. But I understand the TSA, too, is going to be the Gestapo that goes door to door. You think Barack Obama's not going to come for the guns? You think the Second Amendment is going to make it? I don't. They've already armed the police with military armament and MRAPs and everything else. Is your mortgage paid off? Well, you're going to wish it was. Do you have a home paid for somewhere you can go to? Do you have a piece of ground that you can grow vegetables on and maybe raise chickens? You're going to want to have that. Now, you might have to shroud them. You might have to hide them, but you're going to want to have those chickens. You're going to want to have something, some type of meat that you can eat every day when this happens, because we know that FEMA bought up, supposedly, all of the storable food. We don't know what they're planning, but the FEMA camps do exist, 210 of them. They're manned and ready, and the lights are on. We saw Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura show us the coffins down in Georgia. They've got drones in the air everywhere, surveillance is everywhere. This blog talk broadcast, I'm sure, is very interesting to them. But see, I'm just a carpenter. I'm just a poor guy out here in the middle of nowhere, cornfields to my left, cornfields to my right. my little funky house. I used to have a big six-bedroom house. I was a millionaire 8 years ago, not anymore. I got $100. But I do this broadcast because I want to put out, I want to do my part, my little tiny part. And I salute you, Alex Jones, David Knight, Paul Joseph Watson. I salute all those fantastic journalists at globalresearch.canada. And I do Twitter, a little sick of it. But I have to admit, I love laughing at Brian Williams. I love watching him burn up, go down in flames. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this is without a doubt an agenda that is going to attack journalism in this country in a way it's not been seen before. The First Amendment is going to be literally nuked. The First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, the freedom to speak your mind, state your opinion, the ability to tell your children, no, you will not take that vaccine. No, you will not go to government schools. Mommy and daddy are going to homeschool you, and you're going to be far ahead of the pack. You'll be smarter, more independent, for as long as we can keep you that way. And if my son is listening to this broadcast, if my daughter-in-law is listening to this broadcast, I'm very sorry I didn't raise you. I apologize for becoming a victim of the divide and conquer narrative that got a hold of me as well. But I can't handle a snot-nosed little who doesn't want to listen to his dad when his dad says, prepare yourself, boy. Prepare my grandson. I would not lie to you. I'm not lying about what is coming. Been doing this for 8 years. Been listening, watching, observing, preparing. Not really preparing. You can't prepare. You can only know what it looks like. Understand what it looks like. You can smell it. You can feel it. And once you cross the Rubicon, there's no turning back. Once you get a hold of your senses, once you fully digest the reality of the new world order, you realize that, well, those aren't a bunch of old guys that want to deliver pizzas. They want to deliver authoritarianism. They want to deliver Marxist authoritarianism. They want to deliver tyrannical, forced everything. And just like Russia, they pay for the propaganda on Facebook and Twitter. They've spent billions of dollars developing these systems so they can listen in. Well, I don't have anything to hide. I'm not worried about them listening to me. I'm not worried about them thinking that they know what I know when I know what they think they know. Because I'm not a schmo. I'm on the go. So I say, so you reap what you sow. And so shall you reap. Your soul is yours to keep. And their plan is to annihilate you from the inside out, from the bottom up. And I guarantee you the Alinsky reality, Clower and Piven, that Glenn Beck talked about, is real. It's happening. So you pray to Yahweh and you ask Yahweh to give you strength. You thank him for your daily blessings. And you go read the Michael Cottrell documents. And you pay attention to InfoWars. And you read everything they have, every article on Global Research Canada. And then you spread the word like wildfire. Because I believe in freedom, not freedom, not free idiocy. Okay? So until tomorrow, this is the Everyman Show. I'll see you on the air at 6:30 p.m. Bye-bye.